The West Coast of the U.S. is experiencing its own shortage. It's in the grips of a severe drought. Droughts are part of life in the West, but the latest climate assessments suggest future droughts will be longer and drier, and water supplies will be even scarcer. Those predictions don't stop at the border. Northwestern Mexico is affected as well. Jill Replogle of KPBS tells us about one town in the Mexican state of Baja California that's already in serious straits.
Ruth Valenzuela lifts a plastic sheet off the top of a small water barrel in her tiny back patio. She fills it up, along with the washing machine when possible, on the rare days that her taps flow.
Serían unos dos días a la semana.
She says the family has running water maybe 2 days a week, and when there is water, it's usually just a trickle, not even enough for a shower. Valenzuela lives in the Baja port city of Ensenada. It's a fast-growing place that's popular with tourists and American retirees. But since January, the entire city has been rationing water. Each neighborhood is supposed to get water 2 to 3 days a week, but some say it's more like once a week, and maybe just for a few hours. The reason is the same as what's plaguing much of California, a serious drought.
El invierno no fue invierno, no hizo frío, no llovió.
Winter wasn't winter, says Arturo Alvarado, who runs the city's water system. It wasn't cold, it didn't rain. Alvarado is standing at a pumping station below the city's only reservoir. The pumps have been shut off because there's not enough water in the reservoir.
Es la primera vez que yo recuerde que la presa.
This is the first time the dam has had so little water, Alvarado says. Ensenada gets most of its water from wells in nearby valleys, but those are drying up. The scariest thing is, this is the time of year when the city's water supplies should be flush. Instead, there's only enough to give each resident about 43 gallons a day. By comparison, residents of San Diego, less than 100 miles to the north with the same climate, used more than 3 times as much water last year. I'm really concerned, Alvarado says, but we're working to resolve the problem. In fact, the state's governor has promised the rationing will stop by the end of this month.
Ensenada está pasando por una situación difícil en el abasto de agua.
The region's Public Utility Commission is touting its solution online, with a video showing tractors heading to a new well site and stacks of blue water pipes ready to be laid. Ensenada recently got money from the state to pump water from this new watershed just outside the city, but it's a pretty thin straw. Authorities say there's enough groundwater here to get Ensenada's taps running normally again, but only for the summer. Beyond that, well, there's a big gap until the next promised solution comes along.
Pero básicamente el futuro es ese, ¿no? Desalar agua.
Desalination is the future, Arturo Alvarado says. That and reuse. He says the first of several planned desalination plants should come online in 2 years. The city also hopes eventually to recycle wastewater and tap into the Colorado River water that currently supplies Baja California's other major cities. Climatologists say this kind of diversification will be key to adapting as climate change leads to more serious droughts in this part of the world. But desalination is expensive, and the Colorado River is already overtaxed. So for now, residents like Ruth Valenzuela are left to do the best they can with what little water they can get.
Lo que estamos planeando entre mi esposo y yo es comprar un tinaco.
Valenzuela says she and her husband plan to buy a tinaco, one of those big water tanks that are so popular elsewhere in Mexico. They're expensive, and they don't do anything to solve the big-picture water problem. But they at least help folks like Valenzuela hold onto some water when it does make it to their tap. For The World, I'm Jill Replogle, Ensenada, Mexico.